There's one thing that's definitely worse than getting sick. It's getting sick on vacation, especially if you're in a different country. Have you ever walked into a foreign drugstore to find NyQuil, Sean?
No, I haven't tried that, no.
It can be tough, but finding some tried and true home remedies in the grocery store, not so tough.
Well, Christine Negroni knows all about it. She is the author of the Go How, Know How travel blog. And Christine, good to have you here on WTOP.
Thank you so much. How are you feeling? What are you doing from the grocery store today?
We're okay.
But, you know, some folks are on the road and they don't know what to do and they get all kinds of ailments. Let's start with things like stomach problems. What do you do?
They are really the biggest thing, aren't they? You're either maybe going to the bathroom too much or not enough when you travel. And one of the things that I learned that I did not know about was that sugar-free gum contains sorbitol, which can help you if you're having troubles going to the bathroom, can help you solve that problem without having to take, you know, any serious chemicals from the pharmacy. The other, of course, would be having to go too much. And for that, it is recommended that you have either ginger or carbonated beverages and, you know, and try and not eat so much, you know, try and hold off on the food, which, of course, is hard on vacation. So, you know, that's for the stomach ailments part of it. What else would you like to know about?
Well, let me tell you, I kind of love this concoction. I sort of picture all of the, you know, witches around the big brew thing for bugs, bites, and insects. What the heck are they making to, you know, make the itch go away?
I have personal experience with the hot water treatment because I started on a trip once and got poison ivy, or, you know, it came as I arrived in Mauritania, which is in the middle of nowhere, and I did run hot, very hot water over my poison ivy rash, and it gave me at least 5 to 8 hours of comfort from the itching. So that is a definite, I can promise you it works. The pharmacist and the chemist that I spoke to on my story for the New York Times recommend either very hot or very cold when you have those sorts of itchy, rashy things. The other thing they were talking about was how to try and avoid the bug bites in the first place. And if you don't have any insect repellent on you, but you have access to coffee or coffee grounds, that if you burn it, if you put a match to it and let it burn, that smoke is annoying to the critters and they will avoid you. Lacking that, talcum powder also annoys them. So if you spritz a little bit of that around or dust it on your skin, it might keep the bugs from biting you.
In our final 30 seconds, you have some interesting remedies for cuts and burns.
Well, who knew? That was also something that came as a big surprise to me. You get a cut, you can't stop the bleeding, you toss a little pepper on it. What Marion Nesley from New York University says, you can do the same thing with sugar. So these finely granulated pepper and sugar onto a cut can stop the bleeding and can actually act as a bactericide, which is also helpful if the cut is, you know, is maybe deeper than you're feeling comfortable with.
Wow, thank you.
I will say that I would just want to make the one point that all of these people say that, you know, if you know that there are some home remedies, some supermarket remedies, it really goes a long way to making you feel confident as a traveler. And I definitely think that's, you know, one of the great advantages of knowing these things before you leave.
Thank you so much, Christine. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me.
That's Christine Negroni, author of the Go How, Know How travel blog.